minutes of mid-August doldrums with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I am your randomly pausing Mr. Skullhead, and Jake is also on the line as well.
I'll have to take on some other attribute of Shatner.
Maybe the hairpiece?
Have we talked about MC Frontalot's Shatner theory?
No, I don't think we have.
On the radio? See, he showed us this webpage that he made a long time ago. The thesis of the webpage being, it takes two shits to make a Shatner.
I see.
Shatner is something that you do to somebody where you, it's really ingenious. He's a clever guy. I hope that I never get on his shit list, as it were. You take a dump in somebody's house that you don't like. You do it in, like, an obvious place, like on his coffee table, say. But then, in the same room, you take another shit in, like, a hidden place, like behind a book, on a bookshelf, something like that. So that they clean up the first one, and when they come back into the room, they're like, it still smells like that shit in here, you know, thinking that there's just some lingering odor from the one that they already cleaned up. But it won't occur to them for a while that they actually need to search for the second shit.
Why, that's twisted genius.
Yeah, it is. That guy led a rich life before he became MC Frontalot.
Yeah, he hasn't told me many stories about his life in the Merchant Marines, but I'm hoping that I eventually will pry.
What are the Merchant Marines?
What?
What are the Merchant Marines? I don't know what the Merchant Marines are.
They're these guys that buy stuff and then take it on the ocean. I guess I don't know.
Merchant Marines in Wikipedia redirects to ship transport.
Huh.
I don't know. There's Merchant Navy. Is that like the Merchant Marines?
I think so.
Maybe I hear the Merchant Naval Aviators are they're really the top guns.
Among the merchants. I don't know. I guess I had some vague idea of, like, back in the day when people needed to protect themselves and, like, their shipments of cotton or slaves from pirates, they would have the Merchant Marines who would look after them.
They would board the pirate ships preemptively and murder all the pirates with machine guns.
Yeah, fortunately back then none of the pirates actually had machine guns, so.
Yeah. So they were safe.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, the weekend was pretty cool. We went to the Uptown Art Walk, and we saw many Uptown girls who were they were living in their high class world. And then we went yesterday. We went to another place that involved walking, and it was the Irish Fest.
Irish Fest.
Irish Fest in St. Paul.
There was this guy named Irish that used to live down the street from me, and sometimes he would come by and bum a cigarette. So if there was an Irish Fest that was modeled after my experiences with him, it would just be a place that you would go, and then you would leave with a lot fewer cigarettes, regardless of how many you smoked.
So even
if
you...
I don't think anybody would come to that.
Even if you came there with no cigarettes at all.
Yeah, you would actually leave with negative cigarettes.
I think I'm going to take up smoking, and the first pack you buy just has 10 in it.
Mm-hmm. I actually saw two movies this weekend. I saw The Hangover. Did you see The Hangover?
No, I hadn't seen it.
Somebody had told me that it was really, really, really good, and so I went in with pretty high expectations. It was pretty good, but because it was only pretty good relative to my expectations, I was a little disappointing. A lot of penises in that movie.
Huh.
I don't know how I don't know how I feel about this new tendency for equal rights in film.
Yeah, as far as nudity is concerned, I'm okay with it being a woman's world.
Well, but you're a man, so you would feel that way.
Yeah.
You've been keeping women down. I think partly women aren't necessarily interested in seeing dudes' dicks.
Yeah, sorry. Things are falling over on the desk. There we go.
Did you try to pull one over on the desk?
I tried to pull a cord on the desk, and it turned out to be connected to a bunch of other cords.
Mm. So it was a whole chord progression that you went through.
Yeah, it was kind of like a diminished chords by the time I was done with it.
Last night I saw Moon, which is really good.
And that I would very much like to see, yeah.
If you can find it anywhere. Sam Rockwell's good, and Kevin Spacey's in it as Hal.
Oh, speaking of Cox, I saw the Watchmen director's cut this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, there's even more dick in it.
Sweet.
There's like 24 extra minutes that are mostly dick.
Huh, that's cool. Is it just like close-ups of Dr. Manhattan's dick?
No, I don't even know whose dick it was. It wasn't blue. Huh. It was a very bold move on his part, and he just took pictures of some random guy's cock and spliced them in.
Yeah, so it was like he was doing the sort of super liminal version of what Brad Pitt did in Fight Club.
Yep. Now, it actually it made the movie fit together a little better.
Yeah. Gave me a better impression. Does it have the pirate stuff, or was that all just a pipe dream?
No, it doesn't have the pirate stuff.
Wasn't there the idea floating out there somewhere that he was going to make a cartoon of the Black Hawk Down or whatever
Black
the pirate story was?
He did. He made the cartoon.
Okay. Where does one see that?
It was sold on a separate DVD when the movie came out in theaters, or slightly before the movie came out in theaters, I think.
Mm.
So, and then, you know, it wasn't that great. I think what you can say of the entire Watchmen movie is that he knows the notes but not the music.
I see.
So with the Tales of the Black Freighter, like, that's actually kind of off-putting and creepy and a little bit scary in the graphic novel, but not so much as a cartoon with the This Is Sparta guy doing the voiceover.
I see. I still have not seen 300.
Huh, it was pretty good.
Yeah. I'm going to wait, and I'm going to wait until 9 comes out, and then I'm going to watch 300, 7, and 9 in what I'm going to refer to as the 316 Film Festival.
Uh-huh.
For He So Loved the World that He Gave His Only Begotten Son.
Hmm.
Remember that time my clock got stuck at 316?
No.
Maybe I didn't tell you about that.
No, I don't remember that at all. I think you just
made
that up.
I think it was when I was in New York. The cable company, the cable box, the clock on the cable box got stuck at 316 for like several hours.
Hmm.
And it wasn't like it couldn't have been playing a movie or anything because it wasn't that kind of machine. It just kept saying it was 316.
Huh.
And I thought maybe it was a secret message from Jesus.
That's entirely possible. Jesus.
That's what he does, man. He's always leaving notes written in lemon juice on white paper.
Yeah, Jesus is all cryptic and shit. They never should have let him watch the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah. Hey, have you read Foucault's Pendulum?
No, I'm not smart enough.
Really?
To be fair, I haven't tried.
It was described as like a good version of the Da Vinci Code.
Huh. See, there was a time when I was driving overnight with my parents, and I had just gotten old enough to drive, and I insisted that I wanted to drive the night shift, and so I had checked out a book on tape because it was read by Tim Curry. Tim Curry has a great voice. That'll be sure to keep me awake listening to the story that he's telling, and it was Foucault's Pendulum, which apparently is not the best thing to have as an audiobook in the middle of the night when you're driving down the road, because it almost put me to sleep.
So you crashed and killed your entire family?
Yep.
And yourself?
The Aristocrats.
And then you got to select another quantum reality for the narrative of your life to continue in?
Is that how the thing works?
I don't know. That's what seemed to be happening in 6 Feet Under.
Uh-huh.
The main character dies between a couple of the seasons. And then he's walking through rooms of his house, seeing a bunch of different ways that the future could be.
Hmm.
And then he picks one. And then that's where the season picks up.
Huh.
It's kind of interesting. Elfin had written to the Twitter, Moon was very good. Fight Club meets 2001, A Space Odyssey. Yeah, it wasn't as boring as 2001.
The book
had a lot of, you know, there's a lot of being in space in it.
I'll watch Sam Rockwell in just about anything.
Yeah. He's, it's weird how much Sam Rockwell, with his haircut a certain way, looks like the drummer from the Mini-Bosses.
Huh. Have they been photographed together?
No, they haven't. That could be... You know, he could be doing a compressor kind of thing where he's trying to get famous in two different media.
Right.
I don't know if that's what Compressor was actually doing.
I'll tell you
Paul
what
Paul E.D. says, he had written into the Twitter, I'm about to head to Mexico, and I was wondering what the name of the strip club was that Scully watched The Lord of the Rings in Spanish.
Oh, that wasn't just me. That was me and Amplitude, and I think you were there as...
Yeah. I was there, and you too, Scarecrow.
Right.
What is that place called? Babes?
Yeah, I believe it was Babes.
And you go in a door, and you go up some stairs, and then there's naked Mexican girls.
I must warn you that there are generally only three of them.
Yeah.
And they
there were only two on that last trip.
No, there were three. There was Unclear on the Concept Girl, Super Hot Girl, and Kind of Hot Girl.
Oh, right.
There was the one girl who just would come on stage and take her shirt off and kind of dance around in her bra and jeans for a couple of songs.
Yeah. Right, okay. I do remember that. There was the year before when we went, there was also, I think we should leave because that girl is probably like 14 girl.
Yeah.
Little uncomfortable about that. Or you were, at least.
Yeah, I'm such a fag.
Yeah. yeah, so I think it's called Babes. All of the other strip clubs down there suck.
The one that had the like sand dune motif was decent.
Oh yeah, I don't remember a sand dune motif. See, I was looking at the girls, you homo.
I was looking at the interior decor.
Yeah, wondering how you might learn from it to help you decorate your own space.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be great if they had did trading places or trading spaces in a strip club? It was like a strip club, and then what's the opposite of a strip club?
Church.
A church, yeah. So they decorate. Yeah, that'd be cool. People who decorate a church decorate a strip club. People who decorate a strip club decorate a church. I bet the church would get more popular.
Because the church could do. Yeah, I would go to a church with a stripper pole, and I would go to a strip club with stained glass windows.
And if the preacher preached like strip club announcers.
And the Lord did say unto Elijah, sacrifice your son.
Matthew stage two.
Let's put your hands together for Abraham.
Are there any hot sounding women's names in the Bible?
Rebecca. Deborah.
Sheba.
Bathsheba.
Is her name Bathsheba?
Uh-huh.
But isn't there a thing where somebody watches her take a bath?
Yep.
That seems weird to me.
It'll be weirder if somebody caught her taking a shit and her name was Shit Sheba.
Well, okay.
Come with me, Dump Sheba, and be my wife.
Doesn't that seem weird, though? I mean, like, it just makes that story sound kind of made up.
I don't want to get into that, but...
Well, I mean, no, like, and he watched this girl floss Tina, flossing her teeth, right? Like, at some point it seems like they made up the name for the sake of the story.
I see.
So let's imagine you've got a stripper who comes out on stage, dances for a while, looks back towards the door to the stage and turns into a pillar of salt.
Oh.
But then another stripper comes out and dances on.
Huh. Can you do pole tricks on a pillar of salt, though?
What's that?
Can you do pole tricks on a pillar of salt?
I don't know. I'm imagining it like Medusa style, where it's just like the first stripper made out of salt.
Uh-huh.
Like she'd be a pillar like a caryatid. You know?
Oh, I see. So they would do. She would do a sexy, kind of homoerotic dance with the salt stripper.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Maybe you could get one of the strippers to turn into paint. They never do anything interesting at strip clubs. I guess most people don't want interesting. If they do something interesting that you in particular are not interested in, you know?
Yeah.
I would imagine, you know, strippers covering each other with, like, whipped cream. That might be entertaining to watch.
Right.
I feel like that never happens.
I've never seen a strip club where the strippers actually strip. Like, stripping as the art form, like the taking off of clothes, is something that you're watching instead of just waiting for the clothes to be off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I've seen a burlesque people have I've seen do that and do it well, but, yeah.
Right. Also, I wonder sometimes, like, I wonder if a strip club that actually had, like, a variety of women with different appearances would, as it does in my imagination, do better than a strip club that was just nothing but, like, bleach blonde, fake tit bimbos, or why you never see a strip club like that.
Hmm. Well, that's why I like the Mexican strip clubs, is there's a shortage of fake breasts and a shortage of track marks.
Yeah.
Which I don't know.
It's basically just all Mexican girls, right, who, because of out-group homogeneity, all look the same.
Uh-huh.
And there isn't, I don't really feel like there's a shortage of fake breasts. There's definitely not a surplus of them the way that there is in every American strip club, but.
Yeah. So,
I gotta get back to Mexico.
Maybe since my wife's out of a job, we can come down a week early. Hang out in Mexico.
Maybe we could. Although, that's going to be a pretty busy week.
Yeah. Or maybe stay a week late.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Stupid jobs. What kind of bullshit is that?
Yeah. Fuck jobs. Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Get a new kidney. I mean, liver. Think you can start firing everybody's wife. Jerk.
That would make a lot more sense if my wife worked for Apple. We'll just assume that Apple owns everything, that Apple is to employment as Jews are to the media.
Right. Do Jews really control the media?
Sure.
Like the gnomes of Zurich. Was that just a derogatory statement about Jews?
The Articles of Zion?
The Articles of Confederation.
The Gnomes of Zurich?
Yeah. Gnomes of Zurich.
No, that's just a movie about short people in Germany.
It's a disparaging term for Swiss bankers. Swiss bankers are popularly associated with extremely secretive policies, while gnomes in fairy tales live underground.
Huh.
Gnomes of Zurich. Are there Jews in Switzerland?
No. They're not allowed.
Are there Jews anywhere? I'm just checking to see if you're trustworthy.
Yeah.
Or if you're one of the guards that always lies. Let's see what else we got on the Twitter. Rex Maxis says, full character paint in compact mode? Come on, Jake, say those magic words. I'll make a to-do. I'll throw a to-do. It's not as simple as all that, but I think enough people want it that it's probably worth considering. Matt Wolf says, are the rock monsters limited or permanent? In other words, should I farm the floaty sand now to make a rock, or will I be able to do so at any time? You will not be able to do so at any time. They are limited. But I'm not going to be all spoilsors and tell you anything that I've yet to make up yet about how we're running the event. Yeah, I'll be here for a little while. But I would not say decide to do it 6 months from now.
Huh.
That is something I would not do. Are there radio bugbear questions? Or did you have anything else? Any other exciting stories to tell? Or really any exciting stories to tell in the first place?
Aluro Dragon, the dude who's he's come to several cons, got the like big mane of curly blonde hair and the kilt.
Yep.
So we were meeting him at Irish Fair, and I was telling everybody, just look for this dude, he's got big mane of blonde hair and a kilt. And he walks up wearing blue jeans.
Good.
It's like, of all the places to not wear your kilt.
Aren't kilts Scottish?
There are Irish kilts, apparently. There's an Irish pattern for kilts, and the shit ton of kilts at the Irish Fair. But I think the Irish Fair is kind of like, you know, how the Renaissance Festival covers maybe a couple, 300 years, give or take. I think the Irish Fair has plenty of Scottish stuff up and about inside of it. But, yeah, it was really strange seeing that dude in pants. Although he rationalized it that here wearing pants was the kind of subversive thing to do. So, yeah.
I see. So that's the thing. He just wears a kilt to be a dick, not because he really wants it. you know, and I always would believe that. Let's see. Wow, there's a lot of questions. Lots of questions. I read that one from left. Whoa, Pablo Bong says, "Hey, Jake, I just took a look at Sideways on Urban Dictionary, and apparently you can get it on a mug." Wow, can you put any Urban Dictionary definition on a mug? Chris, apparently you can for $20. I don't know if I'm going to pay $20 for a coffee cup.
Even if it's one that says Jickball, a game where you put the goddamn in the Jesus Christ?
Eh, okay. I mean, I would probably pay $20 for that. Finaldar says, "I had to get past a CAPTCHA today, and the second half of that challenge was the unpronounceable symbol the artist formerly known as the artist formerly known as Prince used when he was the artist formerly known as Prince." That's kind of funny.
I don't even know how you spell that thing. I remember there was an interesting article that came out when he changed his name to that symbol about... It was pre-internet days, and so his publicist made a bunch of floppy disks with a font on it that contained that symbol and mailed it to all of the major news outlets so that they could report on it and include the symbol properly.
Huh. Yeah, I'm guessing none of them did.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Let's see. Linguini Lad says, "How is there a user 686868 but not a 686867? I thought as one user account is created and they get the next number in sequence." Yeah, well, sure. Okay, this one was faked, but even so, like, one account could get deleted for inactivity, or a player ID could be taken up by an account that is never activated, and we delete accounts that aren't activated after, like, a week.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, so Keladan says, apparently, we're talking about Magic the Gathering, and he is proud to inform me that Lightning Bolt is back, and it feels very nice to deal 3-for-1 again. So that's kind of exciting. I mean, I'm not going to start playing Magic again, but, like...
What would it take to get you to play Magic again?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, like, I would not... There are some cards, like, here, that I would play with, you know. I played some Magic at Gen Con. But I'm not going to get into it again. I'm not going to drive somewhere to play Magic. That's something I'm not going to do. Red Arrow says, "Is anyone from..." Speaking of which, that was weird. "Is anyone from the KOL crew going to Gen Con this year? It's next week." No, I would go to Gen Con if there was some way that, like, say, a month or two ahead of time, I could give someone some money so that they would let me do that True Dungeon LARP thing. But apparently you can't do that. You have to go to Gen Con and then wait in line for, like, a chance of being able to wait in a different line to buy something that may or may not be a ticket for True Dungeon.
I think that really there should be a, like, Gen Con assistant or Gen Con major domo where I could just give a guy $100 and say, "Me and my wife want to go, and we want to play at some point a couple of games of Arkham Horror. We want to play some Settlers of Catan. We want to play a couple of games we haven't played before. Just make it so. Make it happen that we can walk up and do that, because that was the thing."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't like being around a lot of people like that. You know, like at PAX, like, there's stuff going on at PAX that I would enjoy, but I don't want to have to, like, go around asking 100 people for help.
Huh.
The Major Domo, that's a good idea. Major Domo.
Wonder if there is a Major Domo in the United States Army. Or in the Merchant Marines.
Captain Arigato.
Yeah, I was going to say it would be kind of tiresome.
But Robato was dishonorably discharged, so he's just a mister. Mister. Now.
Yep.
Dishonorable discharge. Huh. I can't believe you just did that. The M. Dizzle says, Irish fare? Coming from Ireland, I could guarantee that that would likely be ridiculously un-Irish unless it's cups of tea in the rain.
There was rain. I mean, there was there's a tent where Irish dancers dance, and a stage where Irish musicians perform, and a huge merchandise tent where anybody who has anything even vaguely related to Ireland or the UK sells stuff.
Could you buy a thing that says Aaron Go Brav?
Yes. There was a Dogs of Ireland display. There was an Ireland Cultural Center, and I don't know. I'm sure that the aim of the thing was not to emulate living in Ireland, but to kind of celebrate Irish culture in vague or specific ways, depending on whether you wanted to be in the popular areas or the less popular areas.
Right. Did you take your baby?
Yeah, we took him.
Did you buy him a kilt?
I did not.
Did you feed him any potatoes?
No. There were no potatoes available at the fair.
Really?
No, that's not true. I probably should have investigated more closely, but there was a booth in the merchandise tent that just had bags of tortilla chips. I shit you not. And I was intrigued, but not intrigued enough to go over and see what the deal was with the potato chips.
I mean, there are Mexicans everywhere now. Maybe it was just a Mexican thinking, like, hey, here's an opportunity for me to sell some tortilla chips. Hmm.
There have to be cheese curds, I've discovered. Like, anything that happens outdoor in Minnesota, there's going to be a booth selling cheese curds. It could be, like, the Bataan Death March, and there would be cheese curds.
Liker is supposed to bring us back some cheese curds from Wisconsin or wherever she went.
They're delicious. I mean, like, they're like mozzarella sticks, only more chewy, I guess.
And, like, cold?
Well, no, you deep fry them. The ones that Lycra brings you will probably be cold unless she gets a flight on the Concorde.
Right. I don't think the Concorde flies anymore.
It does. It only flies Wisconsin to Phoenix.
Oh, wow, that's weird. I had a dream about being on some giant international flight. I have a lot of dreams about being on airplanes.
Huh.
And not like a lot. I mean, I've had like a dozen. That was much less interesting than that dream about the computer with boobs. I want that computer now.
A computer with boobs?
Yeah. It's got a little tray that slides out at the bottom and then some boobs inflate. Yeah. Invariel says, it'd be neat if the magic lamp lit up the tavern cellar. Yeah. Yeah. Every once in a while, I think I probably wouldn't like the cellar if I were playing this game. Hmm. Like, just some kind of feedback that you had explored a place would be better than no kind of feedback. Paul BD says, hey, I've been on a stand-up comedy kick lately and would like to know what stand-up you've been listening to lately. I've not listened to a lot of stand-up lately. A few months ago, I got a couple of, like, Steve Martin records from the 70s. They weren't really records. I mean, they were originally records, but they were CDs when I bought them. And those were pretty good. The pretentious artists used to occasionally get LPs, old comedy LPs, from the 60s and 70s. And, like, Bob Newhart was surprisingly funny.
Oh, yeah.
Records. You know, go to a store that sells CDs and just go get a bunch of stand-up comedy records that are, like, a dollar. Like, if anybody that you've heard of has released a stand-up album and it's a dollar, just buy it, because what do you have to lose?
Yeah.
You know, CD for a dollar.
That's how much I paid for that copy of Vanilla Ice's To the Extreme.
I know. That's how much I paid for Doolittle at the same store.
Hmm.
What a deal.
Sancho Dale.
Cubs Maniac says, when you talk to Grandpa, I have a list there saying what you've already talked to him about, / what you have unlocked to drop. I don't know about that. I don't think that I like that. You know, because it doesn't cost anything to talk to him again. Like, I'm surprised that somebody hasn't written a Grease Monkey script that just submits everything in succession that you can talk to him about. Probably somebody already has.
Yeah.
Let's see. Pablo Bonk says, if you guys get another intern or somebody to do boring grunt work, any chance they could fix the podcast archive? There's no sane way I can find to download old episodes in order. I don't know what you mean. Like, if you're talking about our radio archive at radio.kingdomofloathing.com, I mean, I feel like there's a very sane way to download old episodes in order, which is click on them in order. And the fact that they're in two columns is a little weird, but, like, if you just download 10 from column A and 10 from column B, I feel like you're going to mostly have a bunch of contiguous radio shows.
Right, right. What are we going to do for our fifth anniversary of our radio show on November 4th?
I don't know. Is that when the fifth anniversary of our radio show is?
Yep.
Jesus.
I was going to say we should do it in the nude, but I think we ought to do something different.
Yeah, yeah. We could do it with clothes on for once.
I don't know, man. It's not a radio show if my butt cheeks aren't sticking to my chair.
Let's see. I just lost that. Rotting Flesh says, now that the raw content is more than just pesty snakes, I really like it. Great job, sirs. You know what I realized? I didn't realize this. I found it out because I was, like, driving somewhere yesterday, and that goddamn, the boring-ass NPR show that they're parodying on The Delicious Dish on Saturday Night Live was on.
Oh, the Splendid Table. God, yeah.
Jesus Christ, I can't think of anything I would less rather listen to than that.
It's people talking about food. If you could see this, you'd know that it was delicious looking.
But it's not even, like, it's people talking about food, but just being really excited about, you know, you could probably in a paragraph of text express every piece of information and every opinion that is expressed in an hour of that fucking show. It is literally just a bunch of people like, oh, wow, that sounds great. Oh, yeah, it is great. I had some last week with my uncle, and it was great. We really liked it. Oh, that does sound great. That sounds like you really like that a lot. But they were talking about pesto, and I never realized the etymological connection between pesto and pestle, which is what you use to make pesto.
So does pestle just mean a thing that you beat with, and pesto means something that's been beaten together?
Something that's been beaten with a pestle. I mean, I don't know. Like, the pestle is, you know, a mortar and pestle, right? Like, it is a specific thing, right. And I guess you make pesto with a mortar and pestle. You know, there was a lot of discussion about whether or not things taste different when you use a mortal and pestle.
Mortal and pestle, yes.
Are my least favorite magician duo.
Mortal's okay.
Pesser.
Their best trick was when Pesser shot the arrow through Mortal's head and Mortal just fucking died.
Yep. Grinkle says, is it considered multi-abuse if you send raw ingredients to a multi who runs them through the still and sends them back? What if there was a small exchange of meat? Yeah, it's still multi-abuse no matter what you do. Gleeb says, can we get a recycling center area where we can turn in all of our excess empty agua bottles and Goodfella contracts? Well, you can use the agua bottles for stuff. And the Goodfella contracts you might eventually use for something someday. So no. No recycling. There's too much recycling in the real world. I'll be damned if I'm going to put recycling in our virtual world.
Yeah, it's like having a tax in here.
Having a what?
Having taxes.
Yeah.
In Kingdom. We're not trying to bring all the negative things from the real world into our game.
Elfin wrote, Metroplexity has a bunch of nifty new content. I know! I was just playing with it today, and it was fun. I was actually playing with it right as the radio show was starting. Lical Corair says, turn Spectral Snapper into a spell, please. Now, Spectral Snapper is a summon, which is a thing that only Turtle Tamers get. That's what we've determined. And Summon Leviatuda is also a summon. So things that impact spells are not going to impact those. Sneaky Sam says, notice that the floaty gravel is good for driveways for hovercrafts, but are those hovercrafts full of eels? Every hovercraft is full of eels. Just like every time of day is boner time. Someone else says, hey, Jick, guess what I'm pretending to be? Play discreetly, my lord. Build your empire. Free forever! Boobs.
I'm sad.
Did you see
that
Plants vs. Zombies ad that was a parody of the Ebony ad?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sad that they did that, because I wish that I would have thought to do that for Kingdom, and we would have done that. But now we just look like a bunch of Johnny's Come Lately if we did.
Johnny's Come Lately? Mothers.
It's surely not Johnny Come Latelys.
They're Brigadiers General. I guess Attorneys General and Brigadier... Attorney General and Brigadier General are two different constructs.
Major's Domo. Domo's Major. Major Domo.
Now, Badger says, did you hear? The fine and funny folks on the Overthinking It podcast put out a call for you, Jick. They want you to call them and get some cross-promotion going. They like your game. Yeah, I've been talking to that dude via email. If you guys like this podcast, you'd probably like the Overthinking It podcast. Available at overthinkingit.com. And buy some of their t-shirts, because they don't have no monies. They're having trouble paying the bills. They're going to get a little behind on the bills, and then they won't be able to get phone service.
You're talking about the Jessica Beals?
Yeah. I don't know who Jessica Biel is.
I always think of it's Jessica Alba, but it's not. It's some girl who was on Seventh Heaven.
No, I still don't know who Jessica Biel is.
Yeah, she's some girl.
I don't know why. What more do you need? I have such a hard time keeping track of actresses.
Did you ever figure out who Scarlett Johansson is?
No, I definitely know who Scarlett Johansson is.
Now?
No, she was the girl from Ghost World.
Oh, I know.
And that's been true for a long, long time.
Charlize Theron was the one. Did you ever figure out who Charlize Theron is?
No. No. Maybe. I honestly think that I have just never seen a movie with Charlize Theron. Theron in it.
Now my brain is going, ooh, you really need to learn. Need to learn. Ooh, you need to learn who Charlize Theron is. Now I'm done with that.
That was pretty clever. That was fast.
I had to get it out of my head. This is the problem. I think there's like a comedy OCD that you or I have where, like, if we hear something that you can make a lame joke about, it just kind of echoes in our head, getting louder and louder unless we let it out.
Yeah.
That's why I'll be thinking to myself, God damn it, that's not funny. No one's going to think that's funny, but I have to say it.
Especially something like that that takes a long time.
Right.
That you have to actually sing a couple verses of something. Because I always feel stupid, like, singing in front of people anyway. So then I just end up kind of reciting it.
Well, I did my best there to keep my voice as neutral as possible so I wouldn't annoy you.
No, it was fine. As long as you don't sing like an old, fat, black woman. Bobulus says, Jick, in regards to your Riff Tracks questions, if you don't want to have to manually sync up DVD and MP3, you have three options. One, there are Riff public domain shorts for 99 cents that you can just download as a single video file with the riffing already applied. Two, for a little more, like $8, they've got video on demand, copyright-free movies they riff, like Troll 2 or Reefer Madness, that you can just download like the shorts. Due to file size, they mainly offer these as DRM-free DivX files, which requires you to install the DivX player. Three, for regular riffs, they've got a program in beta that auto-syncs a special file format version of the MP3 riff with your DVD, and can even do the mute sound thing you wanted, but it's still a little buggy for me. Works, but takes some finagling the first time you use it. P.S. Loving the World event, hurrying up to finish my hardcore run so I can get the familiar. Oh, cool. Glebe says, please, please, please stop putting Skinner boxes in the sea. They make the player base even more angry at the sea because they have to put up with not only the normal sea farming problems, but also the RNG of what each stomach produces. The stomachs are a fucking 100% drop. So, there is absolutely nothing to complain about on the drop rate, regardless of what the penalties are on other stuff in the sea. So, fucking seriously, this is a 100% drop that has a, like, 30 or 40% chance of giving you the item that you want, so I don't want to hear it. That's what I'm saying.
You tell them.
What I'm saying is that I don't want to hear it.
You tell them. You just told them.
R. Glenn says, why is the cap on the floaty sand drops from the rock lobster so low? Well, because I want them to continue to be rare, and that is going to make them continue to be rare. Cubs Maniac says, when auto-selling, have a sell-all but X option? Sure, but we get to decide what X is.
Hmm. So. And sometimes X will be, we come to your house and rape your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Sell all,
well,
but...
I mean, it's never rape with his mom.
That's true.
Gloop says, some of the item descriptions for the rock content have been the funniest ones I've seen in a while, and Jick draws one hell of a lobster. Oh, well, I wrote most of the item descriptions for the new content. Thank you, Gloop. I was going for old school, like, short descriptions. Trying to do the KOL we used to do.
Back when it was about the music?
Yeah. When we were in a little room working on something good.
I actually haven't seen the art for the Rock Lobsters. Last time I looked at it, they hadn't been drawn. Oh.
The live... I'm actually pretty pleased with the extent to which I was able to draw a little icon of a lobster.
Yeah, that's great.
Let's see. Ghost of the Navigator had written a PM to me, which I shouldn't read, but says, I have a question for you. Do you or another dev have an account over at GameFAQs.com? Because the item Lump of Diamond references a fad/meme that originated there. I mean, I became aware of the... I do have a GameFAQs account, because I got a... I signed up for, like, GameSpot Complete way, way back in the day, but I did not find out about it via the GameFAQs forums. I found out about it referenced somewhere else. I don't know, there's maybe like Xenophobe talking about it all the time. He was a rich source of memes. Let's see. Terrible says, I'm loving the shit out of this world event. It has gotten me excited about playing Aftercore right as I was getting upset with the tedium. I wish this kind of thing happened more often. Normally we only get it for the Crimbo, or for Crimbo. I always enjoy these world events. They give me and my friends things to talk about, not to mention all the nifty things to do and find. My only complaint about this one is minor. It has been taken at a very slow and confusing pace. I kept logging in every day hoping for some new tiny thing and being disappointed. Yeah, I think one thing that I've learned from this event is that this pace of updates for a world event is too slow.
Yeah.
But, you know. Grand Oyster says, my girlfriend says there aren't any cute shoes in the game. Please remedy this. There are tons of cute shoes in the game.
The clown shoes are adorable.
They are. I guess there aren't any, like, bunny slippers. Yodo says, does the RNG's blessing/curse actually do anything beyond create conversation? You know, I don't know. The game created that NPC on its own. So, I have no idea. I just looked, and those buffs and that account were there. Newton's Ninja says, guys, enter! And he links to the Stonking Great Game contest that Escapist Magazine is doing.
Hmm.
And, I saw that on Zero Punctuation today. That he wants people to make a game out of his artworks. Let's see. Sorry, I seemingly misread. It has to be a new game, and it has to be in Flash. That's what he said. Oh, you were thinking we should submit KOL as it doesn't have any to do with that. The entry contract blows. Also, he says, sorry to bother the bugbear. Well, that's okay. Spleen Master says, please make nuggets and wands smashable to nuggets and powders, respectively. Please? Wait, reverse that. I mean, oh hell, you know what I mean. Huh. I guess you don't really lose anything by doing that. I don't know. Hey, are we ready to take a music break?
It's a little bit early, but we can if you want to.
Back in my brain, I see clearly, there be nothing but pain.
bury hedges and crap. On this nest, spider webs and well hidden bear traps. And then the rattlesnake traces and crap. Turn around, plans grow so fast, can't turn back. And if I can't turn around, and I can't keep going, and I can't stay put, and I can't get below it, and I can't get above it, and I can't knock it down. Then open up my mouth and make it sound like. Yo, there's nothing to lose, there's no life after death. Believe in the here and the now and there's nothing left. Conceive with my mind is the power of a human breath. Achieve the sublime at the hour when I confess.
Every night I dreamt that we danced under hospital covers with red pants sparkling like stars up above us. My medical condition didn't bother either of us. I'd wake up wishing that I wouldn't be released. Couldn't be at peace, didn't care about those doctor's fees. I was shocked to see they finally made me leave. Took 40 orderlies just to pull me from a sleep, see? And I was in it deep, my heart rooted mortally. I started signing up for surgeries quarterly. Implants, upgrades, anything to see your face. Dealt with the pain, cause this nurse meant more to me than life. Finally, one day she noticed. I took her to the cafeteria, we shared a soda. We slurped Dr. Pepper, then I laughed just a little. Man, I love that girl, that nurse had some shiny metal. Medical procedure. I needed stitches. She tell the medics no anesthesia. I learned the nurse's name, Bethany Alicia. I was enamored. I'd do anything to please her. We started dating and things were moving faster. Cohabitating is the plan that I was after. Finally, I asked her, baby, will you marry me? She said, no doubt, I'll be with you till they bury me. We tied the knot down in radiology. We danced happily like the polyphonic spree. It was meant to be. We started cranking out the offspring. It happened sooner. I handed down my microphone to Little Weedle Jr. He really tears it up, takes it to that other level. Man, I love that kid. That boss got super shiny metal.
Go down the street, stole potential riders. Hey girl, where you going? What's up, dude? I'll meet you there if you got that loot.
Yo, you checking me? I'm just a taxi cab driver. I charge a fee, it's credits or saliva. Yo, bot, just keep your grill off the leather. We'll go through two time zones here together.
Back from a little hit and run. I light up meteorites for fun. I work through the night, yo, I never see the sun. Tear the lake, dead bots, they took my soul apparently for fun. Oh, fuckers, now I gotta refuel more frequently. Clear my route, I'm out a week in advance. There's no chance for a bot like me. Never should have been dead on, but think it's simply mine. I'm missing gears like you wouldn't believe. Cheating on my cabin exam for bank pedigree. Now here's a band that I think I should take.
Go down the street, scope potential riders. Hey girl, where you going? What's up, dude? I'll take you there if you got that mood.
Yo, you checking me? I'm just a taxi cab driver. I told your fee, it's credits on saliva. Hey, bot, just keep your grill off the leather. We'll go through two time zones here together.
I'm pushing my grandma key.
across 520. Seattle fares ain't shit. East siders have plenty to spare. Square away with that bastard dispatcher. I'm still making more than I did with that rap shit. I'm well known by the cops in the section. My expired tabs give them all an erection. The intersection is packed with other cabbies collecting the cheese, yo, exploiting the Japanese. I got clearance to land on Earth, beta, because my big data comes from the mess makers. I've got a cab to rent. Any takers? If not, I'll just sit right back and read the paper. Bootleggers and pimps, black as the market. Around the block, kids circling my cockpit. I got a Glock, cocked inside my pocket. No matter how cocky you are, you can't stop it. Picked up a couple at a bar up on 35th. I'll be back, folks, unless you got a cigarette. Went inside, grabbed a carton of Carlton's. Came back out, holy shit, my fucking car's gone. Now you can skip on a tip, I'll be alright, Joe. And maybe ride without pain, hey, I'll let it go. But if you're jacking my ride, I'm playing hero. Reanimate Kubrick, I feel like De Niro. Gunned up, smoking, wide open my eye. Penetrate the disguise of freeloading as criminals. Now under the impression I'ma let them go. But this shit is unforgivable. Not a word to say, I took all of the clothes away. Stashed the heat in the ashtray, slid it to Broadway. It's okay, kids, I know you ain't gay. So I'ma end this with a fuck you, but have a nice day.
And that's got to be some kind of personal best for me for actually picking the Optimus Rhyme songs that I wanted to hear based on the title. It's like, hey, I want that La 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 song. I wonder which one that is. Turns out it's Powder Blue Egg Hatch. Powder Blue Egg Hatch. Powder Blue Egg Hatch.
Those are the actual words?
Yeah.
I just always forget them on stage.
Yeah, so they fill in with La La La. That,
I can't sing very fast, that Wheelie Cyberman. You should really take some lessons from the Micro Machines guy.
Yeah. I was sad that they broke up without putting out another album. They did, like, a little So Long and Thanks for All the Fish EP. But that was all the Optimus we had.
So Long and Thanks for All the Fish EP.
You take everything that's beautiful and You rip my heart out.
Shifty Steve says, was anybody the creation of the accordion thief tied into the Far Side comic? Welcome to heaven, here's your harp. Welcome to hell, here's your accordion. I was definitely aware of that Far Side comic, and that was one of my dad's favorites. My dad was vehemently anti-accordion.
Huh.
Made fun of me a lot for listening to They Might Be Giants. Whenever he heard anything with an accordion, he would say, oh, you probably like that. This is Lawrence Welk. Huh. Yes. Yes, Dad. Yes, I would.
What kind of music did he listen to? Harp music?
What's that?
He only listened to music that had harps in it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, he, you know, like, 70s country and stuff.
Huh.
Like, the good country stuff, yeah. And
that was like Willie Nelson and
Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson.
I got you.
I don't know, he'd get into some stuff. He likes ZZ Top a lot. I also like ZZ Top a lot.
I really don't have any patience for ZZ Top.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like him at all.
Why?
It just... I don't know, maybe back in the day before they were on every single commercial ever, People went, wow, ZZ Top, that shit's awesome. I've never heard anything like it before, but now,
But I mean, maybe the reason that...
They wrote that leg song and the...
Sure.
The one that goes...
That's a fucking great song. And that really doesn't sound like most of their other stuff.
And the lyrics to that song are...
Well, you're forgetting the part that's...
Right, right.
I mean, that's you know, that's the French part of the song.
They were a bilingual band. Yeah, I don't know. They always just seemed like...
Because you killed a mom.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
C'est moi. We should form a band.
Do nothing but random French lyrics to ZZ Top songs?
Yeah.
Perfect. You know, I love myself some concept bands.
Yeah, I'm a big ZZ Top fan. You and I are going to have words if you ever... You ever try to diss on ZZ Top?
Yeah, I'll make sure not to mention that at con.
Okay.
But yeah, they always just struck me as like the generic stuff that shows up on the radio. I barely like any music from the entire decade of the 70s.
Well, I feel like most of ZZ Top stuff's in the 80s.
Well, they sound like the music that I don't like from the 70s. Like the entire Dazed and Confused soundtrack. Fuck that shit. Slow Ride, fuck that shit.
I don't know. I feel like there was a tremendous amount of, like, decent music in the 70s.
Huh.
John Williams wrote the Star Wars theme in the 70s.
Well, that was alright.
Let's see. The Champion says, since it's been 2 months since the Sandworms release, can we get some sort of hint related to the hidden effects of wearing more than one Secret of the Future item? That wasn't supposed to be inscrutable at all. I think it just wasn't working.
Yeah, I think Jamelli was saying that he had done a whole bunch of spading and he wasn't able to discern that there was any bonus.
But I don't think it was even supposed to be hidden, was it? Weren't the descriptions supposed to change?
I thought we wrote it so that the descriptions were kind of generic.
Oh.
And so...
Yeah, I don't know. The stuff wasn't working for a while, but I think C.D. Moore fixed them.
Should we just tell people what they do so they'll know?
I mean, I don't even remember. Their enchantments are supposed to get more powerful the more of the items that you have on, to some extent, right?
Yeah, and I think it ends up the... You end up getting resistance to all elements as you add them up. If you're wearing three of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Plus the... Like, wearing one of them gives you, like 10%. Wearing two of them gives you both of them at 25% or some such.
Something.
But yeah, they're really good. It would be great if we could collapse a thread in the forums if we were able to tell people what they did.
Yeah. People will figure it out now that it's working. Yatsufusa says, hello, Jick. Will there be a way to obtain live lobsters when the rock event is over, other than the mall and getting them from other players? Thank you very much if the answer is yes or 42. Well, don't thank me because the answer is no. Fru Moogle says, hey guys, my life has taken a turn for the bizarre. If you told me even a year ago I'd be the headlining stand-up comedian at a party being held in a sex toy shop, I'd have called you a goddamned liar. Or a goddamned person who always tells the truth. Also, tonight I'm attending a Q&A with David Bowie's son about the movie that he directed. It's called Moon, by the way, and it's fucking awesome. I didn't know until after I'd already seen it that it was directed by David Bowie's son. And I wonder why his name is not Bowie.
Maybe it's like Joe Hill, who's Stephen King's son, but didn't want the pressure of being an author publishing as Stephen King's son.
I see. Is that true?
Yeah. He's really good. He did a novel called Heart-Shaped Box that was all about man-magnet tar pit traps.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a hell of a writer. He kind of writes like Stephen King did before Stephen King got all, like, ethereal and cosmic. He's like Stephen King back when Stephen King knew how to end a book.
I see, before he got... Like, when it was just like, here's a vampire, and they kill it.
It's not, here's a vampire, but in another dimension, the vampire is actually an eight-legged spider, and the only way to defeat it is by selling it a car.
All right, so his name is Duncan Zoe Haywood Jones, also known as Zoe Bowie or Joey Bowie.
Oh, I know why, because David Bowie's real name was Davy Jones. But when he started his career, he changed his name to David Bowie because the Monkees were already popular, and he figured he didn't want to be confused with them or with Led Zeppelin's bassist.
Right. He didn't feel like adding a third David Jones would make it less confusing rather than more.
Right.
Because I feel like three things, you know, it is that, like, Vanessa Williams is super confusing, but if there was a third Vanessa Williams, it'd be easier.
There are two Vanessa Williams? Is this?
Aren't there? Isn't there one that's like a singer and one that's like a prostitute? There's got to be at least one other person named Vanessa Williams.
There's a Venus Williams.
I swear there were two different celebrities named Vanessa Williams.
There's a Venus Williams who's a tennis player.
No, okay. Vanessa Williams, R&B pop singer and actress, born 1963. Vanessa Williams, actress, born 1963.
Those are the same person.
No. They're, according to Wikipedia, they're two different people.
Huh.
They're Vanessa L. Williams, Vanessa A. Williams. There's also a Vanessa R. Williams, gospel singer, born 1960. But I don't think she's... She could be, you know, she could be what proves my rule, though. Maybe it's not confusing anymore now that there's a third one. So the Vanessa Williams, who's an R&B pop singer and actress... Oh, is also an actress.
Yeah.
R&B pop singer, actress, and actress.
And also actress.
But yeah, there are two Vanessa Williamses. Two Vanessas Williams.
Major's domo.
Vanellar says, on an early show, Hot Stuff asked where Drunk was on that Donnie Darko meter. Emotions do not work that way!
Is getting drunk on the path to fear or the path to love, though?
I think it's on the path to love. I mean, I've definitely made some love when I was drunk that I wouldn't have made otherwise.
But I've been afraid that I was too drunk to make love.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I've been afraid that I would not be able to find my next fear.
Huh. And that fear motivated you to jack off to child pornography. As your house burned down.
Oh, I see. I gotcha. It was a Donnie Darko reference.
Right.
Not like a camera in my house.
No, we know that Patrick Swayze can sing, because he did She's Like the Wind for Dirty Dancing. He should do a cover of I Was in the House When the House Burned Down, and just have the video for it be that scene from Donnie Darko.
He should do that pretty quick.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing.
Big Nig Rig says, hey, Jake, was I right about your phone number last time? No, dude. I'm not just saying this because I'm trying to trick you into thinking that you didn't find my phone number somewhere. I seriously have no fucking idea whose phone number that is. Like, you were in the right area code, but that's not hard to guess.
And if my player ID were Big Nig Rig, I would probably lie a little bit lower than you are currently.
Draw as little attention as possible to myself.
Yeah.
But you never know. I mean, that Nig could stand for anything.
Or maybe we're reading it wrong, and it's actually a very large African-American named Ig.
Oh, that's not nice.
I think that's built into the name. Yeah, I don't think I'm...
Or he could be a member of a race called the Gnigra, G-N-I-G-R. And his name is Ig, and he has sex with both male and female Gnigras. Because he's the bi Gnigra Ig.
Yeah, so that was the
same. How about a two-part item of the month based on Caesar's Julius and Augustus?
Well, we missed July this year for that, so we'll have to do it next year.
No. We could do Julius in August. Wait, it's August now. Shit!
Game over, Pan.
Gay Peter Pan?
A game mover, man. I don't know what a mover is, but...
Aya Cal says, dear Jake, if you were suddenly struck by the need to cannibalize someone near you, who would you eat and why? Would the media blame KOL for it? No, I'd yell at them.
Shatner. Okay. I'd eat probably. William Shatner.
You'd eat William Shatner? Is he near you?
He's always near to my heart.
I don't know. I want to eat somebody who had eaten the brains of a lot of his enemies to absorb their knowledge and power.
So hot stuff?
Well, I would have said him initially, but he's all stringy now. He would hardly feed a bird. That's mostly because he doesn't like regurgitating food into birds' mouths. Mukiba says, will there be some sort of butter item to be used in conjunction with the lobster? The kingdom needs more butter. No. I don't want people eating... I don't... Like, the idea of eating lobster bothers me in real life, and so I'm not going to let people eat lobsters in my game.
Does it?
Yeah, because it just... It seems cruel. Because they have to be alive when you cook them.
They can't tell.
What?
They don't have a sophisticated enough nerve system to feel pain.
I don't know that that's true.
That's entirely true.
I don't think that... So you're telling me that if you, like, start, like, cutting off a lobster's legs with fingernails, it doesn't have anything that tells it to get away from you? Because I don't believe you.
It doesn't have a pain response. No. It might have an avoidance response.
There is absolutely no way to know that, and so I don't need to eat lobster that bad.
You can look at their nervous system and see that...
No, I can't. What am I, fucking Mr. Microscope?
Because there was a long-held belief that the noise a lobster made while cooking was the lobster screaming. And scientists discovered their neurological system is not advanced enough for them to feel the pain of being cooked. And that noise is air hissing through the plates of their armor. I don't know, do you eat crab?
Yeah, but crab don't have to be alive when you cook them.
No, but they taste delicious if they are.
But I don't think any place does that.
We ate them that way in San Francisco with Claudine and Paul.
Well, I didn't.
You didn't, and so you don't know how delicious they are.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I don't know. There's a thing about the world's largest lobster sculpture.
A lobster sculpture?
Yeah. It's like Michelangelo's David reconstructed with a big pile of lobsters.
I mean, I don't like eating lobster because the couple of times I've tried it, it doesn't taste as good as a crab, and it's a lot more work.
I think lobster was that much work compared to crab, because isn't there only one part of the lobster that has meat in it?
I don't know, though.
Just the places mostly serve lobster tails. I guess I was sort of assuming that the tail was the only part of the lobster you could eat.
No, though, you can eat the whole lobster. If you're a Native American, and then you can use its shell to make armor for yourself.
And, mm-hmm. And its claws to make exoskeletal claws for your pet lobster that's slightly smaller than the lobster you just ate.
Right.
Like in that Busta Rhymes song when he tells that girl that he uses special condoms made out of other people's dicks. That would be terrible. It would be disgusting, and it wouldn't work very well. Unless you also had special clones bred without dick eyes.
Jesus.
But then that person would probably grow up and write a science fiction story called "I Have No Dick Eye, But I Must Piss."
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna keep going.
Anyway, I'm not saying that you shouldn't eat lobsters. I'm just saying that I don't want to. Like, the idea makes me uncomfortable, so I'm just not gonna. I also just don't like lobster that much. If lobster was, like, the most delicious fucking thing ever, you know?
It actually tastes like pumpkin pie.
Yeah. I mean, normally, I feel like I am at least a little bit more cognizant of the fact that, like, animals had to die in order for me to eat meat because I grew up among people who hunted and on a farm where my grandfather slaughtered cows to feed us, right? So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I, in general, it's not like something that by analogy you could say to me, well, then you shouldn't eat. I get a little weirded out thinking about, like, eating a lot of chicken, because it's like, you know, I'll bet that I haven't eaten an entire cow's worth of beef in my life, but I've probably eaten hundreds of chickens worth of chicken. you know.
Yeah, if chickens, like my ideal woman, were made entirely of breasts.
Mm-hmm. Would you really want a woman that was made entirely of breasts?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I think that would be really disconcerting. I would probably want to do the opposite of fuck that.
What is the opposite of fucking something? Is it just not fucking something?
Well, I don't know. If fucking is the ultimate expression of love, what is the ultimate expression of fear? Because that would be the opposite of fucking.
So running away from something screaming?
Yeah. That is probably what I would do if I... Well, no. I don't know what I would do. If I found it like a woman that was made entirely of breasts, like, what would you do? Because it's not really, like, scary. What's it going to do to you? I guess it could lactate on you.
Yep.
Gonna let that hang.
Yep. I'm just gonna ponder that for a minute.
Depends on what the breasts were like, too, I guess. If they were good breasts, it'd be less creepy than if they were gross breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I fast-forwarded to this part. All right. Asshat had written, and I talked about this last time, I used to think Jick and Scully were gay because I read some article that used ambiguous wording, but after I read other articles, I decided it was just a bad interpretation. I think there must have been some article about us that described us as partners.
Yeah. Or did it say that Jick and Scully are hanging around and he's sucking his penis?
Yeah.
Which made you think
that... They could have
said
they were partners in crime, but they assumed that the crime in question was sodomy.
It was the crime that dare not speak its name. I was just thinking that somebody saw you doing that auto fellatio trick and described it in such a way that it made it seem like I was the one sucking your penis.
Oh, yeah. Because of the whole, they're big two males and they didn't know what he and his referred to.
Right. He was sitting on the couch sucking his penis.
Yeah.
I really wish you would quit doing that when we're sitting side by side, by the way.
It is a little weird, yeah. I guess, you know... there's something in my brain that should tell me that that's inappropriate.
But, you know, you did pay the money to have that part of your brain removed. You might as well, enjoy it.
Technically, the procedure was brain damage. Fineldar says, you know what's great? Finding out that I had somehow skipped all of August Thursday shows from last year and being able to listen to some fresh shows. The post-GDC show was kick-ass, by the way. Pay thousands of dollars to go to GDC and not learn anything so you can have another really cool show. Not that your regular shows aren't cool. Well, they aren't. Sorry, guys. He says, did you see that thing about the mom who was dragging her kid through the store on the leash? Am I the only one that doesn't see anything wrong with that? It wasn't choking the kid. It was attached to a harness, and it's a store-bought product. You know what that kid's never going to do again? That.
We saw at the Irish Fair, we saw a kid, like a little toddler kid, wearing one of those things that's like a cute stuffed monkey backpack where the monkey's tail is the leash for the parent to hold on to. And as we watched, the kid ran ahead and tripped and just face planted. And the dad just reeled the kid in with the leash, just kind of stood him back up by yanking on the leash.
That seems cool.
I'm never going to do that. I don't care if I have to chase my kid until I fall down dead. I'm not putting them on a fucking leash.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that is indicative of... Like, could you have imagined... Can you imagine yourself as a kid just, like, running around screaming in public?
No.
Yeah, me neither. And my parents didn't have to put me on a fucking leash to do that. My parents understood that sometimes the only thing that kids understand is threats, right? You know? And honestly, I feel like that made me a decent person. And so I feel like the leash is symptomatic of a larger problem, right? It's not that you shouldn't put your kid on a leash, it's that you shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't
for
think...
thousands of years, people have had their kids under good enough control that they didn't need leashes on them. Now it's like tell him not to do something, it might hurt his self-esteem. Screaming in public is just his way of expressing himself. No, screaming in public is his way of being an asshole. And you should tell your kid not to be an asshole. And then you should make him not be an asshole. That's right.
And I don't think it has to be like a threat of violence or anything, as long as it's not an empty threat.
Exactly.
Like, if you don't stop running around screaming, we're going to leave right now. Yeah. And if the kid does it, then you leave. You know, you may be in the middle of your grocery shopping, but you have to do it.
Yeah. You do have to do it. Theoretically. There was this fucking kid going crazy on the 4th of July. We were, like, on the roof of our condo in San Diego. There was this kid going crazy, and he had this, like, inflatable shillelagh from some Irish pub that he kept hitting his sister with. And his dad was like, stop hitting your sister, stop hitting your sister, stop hitting your sister. It didn't stop. So he said, give me that thing. And the kid said, no. The dad said, give me that or I'm going to take it away from you. The kid said, no. The dad said, give me that or I'm going to take it away from you. And the kid, like, went off and laid down crying and clutching the shillelagh. The dad just stood there, did nothing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, the next time your kid doesn't do a goddamn thing that you say, I hope that you remember this story. You know, it's not that hard. I feel like if you have to do a whole lot of extra work because of the specific threats that you're making, you will gradually train yourself to make more reasonable threats against your kids. And, you know, also, maybe your kids should take up some of your time and be kind of an inconvenience. You know, maybe that's all right. Maybe having a kid means you got some responsibilities that you should take care of there.
Yeah, I tend to agree. You know, I may be wrong for all I know. I may end up with a totally out of control kid, and it may just be that all of my theories don't work, but I somehow doubt it. I'm going to try real hard. You know, never to threaten something that I'm not going to follow through on. And
yeah.
You know.
Don't ever tell your kid that you're going to throw him into space.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to do that.
Oh, I might.
It is gonna be hard because I feel like my natural tendency around kids is to just make crazy shit up.
Uh-huh.
Because it's funny, you know? And I'm gonna have to watch that. I can't wait till your kid learns to talk so I can start messing with him.
Like, see that part of your body right there? That's called the motherfucker. You know when you fell down just now? You've skinned both of your motherfuckers. Go tell your dad so he can put a Band-Aid on them.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's distasteful.
I know. I wouldn't expect you to teach my kid to swear. I mean, he's going to learn it on the streets like I did.
Let's see.
We're just going to show him Pulp Fiction on his 5th birthday party.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Trying to look at questions. Kara has a twin, says Miss Pac-Man was my first video game.
I think Q-Bert was mine.
Oh yeah?
On the ColecoVision. Q-Bert is ridiculous in its hardness.
Yeah, I never really liked Q-Bert. I had this little handheld arcade game, you know, with little LEDs lighting up little patterns. Like the little Pac-Man machine. Which I never actually had, but I had a Q-Bert one. And I remember playing it a lot as a kid. And my parents also got me one called Zack-Man. And I pulled it out, and I'm still pretty good at it. That's right.
Yeah.
Zack-Man. Who's the Zack-Man? Hollowhunk said, today I had to do the most painful thing I've ever done while listening to your podcast. I accidentally cut my hand while painting and had to clean my cut hands with lighter fluid. Damn.
Christ almighty.
Why did you have to clean your hands with lighter fluid? That doesn't make any sense.
To get the paint out of the...
Change that sense around. I decided, like an idiot, to clean my cut hands with lighter fluid.
I don't know. Maybe that was what he was using to get paint off of him. I don't know. I think you should stop painting with razor-sharp knives instead of brushes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and come out firmly on that side of the camp.
I don't know. I mean, I know that Bob Ross would occasionally paint with knives, but you saw what happened to him.
Yeah. And he would use his own flesh as the canvas.
As the paint. And his urine as the turpentine.
Which would really suck, because then if you cut your hands, you have to pee on them to put them out. If you cut your hands with fire.
To get them out. Is that not what you do?
Yeah. Trek Terp says, played Wii Sports Resort. What do you think? I have. I've played quite a bit of Wii Sports Resort so far, and I'm excited about the motion control thing. It's pretty cool.
What happened? What changed?
It's not... Somehow it's independent of the sensor bar now, so you don't have to... The one thing is you don't have to have the remote pointed at the screen the whole time, so you never get the please point the Wii remote at the screen thing. And the other is that instead of the thing going, hey, we just swung really hard to the left, activate sword slash number one, it's actually mapped one-to-one what you do with the controller and what you do with the sword. So instead of, like, shake the Wiimote to do sword slash one, it's if I make a Z with my sword and the other guy makes an X, those things, you see them on the screen, and where the swords interact with each other is where the hits happen.
I see.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Wii Sports Resort is, like, a $20 game with a couple of things that are completely useless. Like, Nintendo still hasn't figured out that it's not any fun to try and steer something using the Wiimote and the nunchuck, like their handlebars.
Huh.
But I'm excited to see, like, the new Red Steel, where you can have... Or any game now where you're, like, looking around using the Wiimote to point, you don't have to... if you look too far to the left, it doesn't just stop. It understands that you've turned the thing away from the screen. So, it's cool. It made me play my Wii again for a couple of hours.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like any game that comes out for the Wii is going to make you play your game again for a couple of hours. The first Red Steel was really terrible.
See, I kind of figured that it would be because it was... It seemed like it was obviously an attempt to give people what they wanted immediately after the thing launched. Like, they're going to want a game where they can swing around with a sword, and whether or not we figured out how to make one, we're going to roll it out.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Chopstick says, love the new familiars. Seems like there have been an increase in starfish familiars lately. Does that mean we have a cold and stinky soon? And there'll be a spooky one, too. That was just a sort of a thing we figured out that we could do. Extirpator says, is the he in he boulder meant to refer to helium? Yes.
Because it floats. That's really cool, man.
Habakkuk6 says, here's a video for the Radio Stars, and then links to a YouTube video. It says, would be interested in hearing your opinion. Major Laser Pond de Flore video.
Don't.
And on that same topic, what's the worst music video you know? I'm going to say the video that would probably make me the angriest if I had to watch it was that fucking... Right Now Van Halen song.
Really?
Yeah. No, I fucking hate that song. I hate that song and I hate the video.
Huh. You must have really hated Crystal Pepsi.
Fucking angry. Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird. I enjoyed that song when it came out. And I don't really like Van Halen because I put them in the same category as ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
ZZ Top is good. I'd rather hang out with ZZ Top than Van Halen.
Don't worry about watching that Major Lazer video. It's this. It's the first time I felt like you kids today, the music you listen to, all it is noise.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this glitched out techno dance R&B hip hop thing with this. I guess they used a lot of advanced animation and computer modeling techniques in the video, but it just kind of looks like a Pokemon threw up.
Mm.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
Pokemon, huh?
Pokemon.
Mutolo Mule says, why haven't you been to New England much? It's a great place, filled with great people, or something like that. Have you spent much time in New England?
No, only Boston, and fuck Boston.
Boston rules. There was a... Well, we went to... Didn't you go to that ski trip?
Nope.
You
bastards started going on ski trips after I moved away.
No. This was while you still lived here. It wasn't really a ski. I don't know if anybody even went skiing. Did you not go?
No, we didn't go. It was right after the London-Paris trip. And we was broke.
I see. Right. You had already gone home.
Yep.
Yeah, that was weird. Wait, was it? Or was it right after something else?
I don't know. There was something about it that we couldn't go.
I don't think it was the same time as that. I think it was before that.
Hmm. Maybe it was after the first London trip?
Which something? I didn't go to. That's possible.
Yeah.
I was in Boston for some reason and went from Boston to there.
And I've been around Vermont. It's pretty cool. I don't know if that counts as New England. I've been to New York City briefly. New York City's pretty cool.
It's not a white tornado. It's a real tornado.
You ain't in New York City, baby.
Let's see. Rotting Flesh says, please don't give bonuses to tattoos. Not more micromanaging. I've decided to adopt a really heavily micromanagement-focused management style.
And remember, if it doesn't say micromanagement, it's not the real management.
Vlad Slam Shank says, the turtle familiars should work underwater for a certain amount of adventures. After that, you should have to spend at least one or so on land before they work in the water again. Yeah, we were talking about that. The idea of familiars that, like the sponge, that would gain weight underwater but lose weight above water. There's probably some cool stuff we could do with that.
Yep.
Arashman says, advanced combat bar options, funk slinging one button. I wonder. You can't macro anything in combat. And macroing things across multiple rounds would be a little weird. I don't know. RDFM says, hey guys, love the show. I also love Pebblebrow. Much better than Hairschlager. Links to something on cockeyed.com. Trying to figure out. I see. We're trying to dream up new schlagers. Like corn schlager. Pushpin schlager.
Delicious.
Less than $1.38 worth of gold in a bottle of gold schlager.
That's still more. I mean, how much gold is there in your other schnapps?
I only drink liquefied gold schnapps. So, really, all.
That has $1.83's worth of cinnamon schnapps in it?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like that would be a decent amount of cinnamon schnapps.
I used to like cinnamon schnapps well enough. I had to stop drinking it, though. This girl that I was dating drank a whole bunch of it and got sick, and I was like, oh, I'll go hold your hair while you puke. That's what a nice guy would do. And I was like, ah, damn. Being a nice guy sucks when you're always having to smell cinnamon schnapps vomit.
Sure.
Yeah. See, once it became a hassle, I decided to stop being nice to women.
I see. And then, to be fair, your life has improved drastically since then.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Elfin says, as far as books based on video games go, the Myst ones weren't bad. Also, I used to live on a Viscount Drive. Psycho says, after your talk about yearbook photos on the Thursday show, I went to asspipe.asymmetric.net and learned a lot. Thanks for leading me to such educational websites.
I'm glad that you changed the actual asspipe video.
Yeah. That was not responsible corporate behavior. Having that up. That video is pretty funny, though. Bug says, why can't I build a brick house? Because we're not funky enough. NC Sorcerer says, wow, Jake, did you make a mistake with costume wardrobes? They're awfully cheap now. I don't think I made a mistake with them.
Did you make somebody's heart break?
I don't know. How much do the wardrobes cost? Wardrobe. Wow. Super cheap. I bet they were overbought. Because, like, the VIP passes the VIP invitations were really surprisingly highly priced. Yeah, they're like 10 or 11 million each. And those are coming back for an entire month at some point in the wardrobe. We probably won't sell very many of the wardrobes on April 1st. But, you know, it wasn't, the wardrobe wasn't the item of the month, right? Like, it wasn't about making money selling that. It was about duplicating in the long term the voucher functionality. That is weird that they're so cheap compared to Mr. Ingram. Paul BD says, Mr. Skullhead, would you ever write a KOL novel?
I'm writing a KOL comic book. I don't know if I would write in a KOL novel. I want to write the Lars and Helga novel.
Mm-hmm.
But probably not a straight-up KOL.
Artie Effem says, you guys were talking about the Dead Milkmen last week. Yes, they, Rodney, Joe, and Dean, that is, have been rehearsing together and playing a few shows, mostly local, I think. Although I know Joe did some kind of solo show in Alaska recently. I don't know if they're planning on touring, but if you'd like, I can ask them. Hell yeah! Tell them I said hi. Lilith says, I'm disappointed that you can name your clownfish Nemo. I think perhaps this should not be allowed and be properly mocked. Thank you. Question 3.
I think you should be able to name it Omen, though.
Mm-hmm. Or Damien. Or the Seventh Gate.
If we ever want to do a, like, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, it could start with a Nemo Omen.
Mm-hmm.
It shows up in the Pound Dome.
Or some sort of Nemo race car omen.
Yeah.
Zortag says, all three Divine Combat items have different images. The Love Songs do not. Any chance the Love Songs could get distinct images so they can be told apart in inventory and a WoW bar? I guess I could probably do it. I mean, I came up with distinct icons for all the accordion thief songs, and they said that couldn't be done. They didn't really say that couldn't be done. Jeff says, how about if engulf stops appearing after you have tickled / squeezed and gotten engulfed a second time so that you can see the slime shining away from you? Yeah, I can see that, I guess. Shop Troll says, vampire cape smashes into useless powder. Feature or bug? That's actually a bug, I think. Submit that as a bug report. It's probably just because the thing doesn't... I think that it does not actually have any enchantments. Of the Hill People says, hey, Chicken Company, can we go... can we have a trophy called Flames on the Side of My Face for having all of the rage effects at one time? Huh.
Is that a Clue reference? That's kind of good.
Is it?
Yeah. I hated him so much. Flames on the side of my face.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was Clue a musical?
I wasn't trying to sing.
Oh.
You'll know when I'm trying to sing. I was trying to sound like Madeline Kahn. Yeah.
I see. Oh, there was. I misspelled swallow. I didn't misspell it. I typoed it. I know how to spell swallow. KOL Girl 21 says, you guys ever play Quiz Bowl in college? I played Quiz Bowl in my freshman year of high school. We were pretty good, too. We were, like, undefeated for most of the season. We went to state or something. I don't remember.
Hmm.
I got us a point by knowing how to spell Chihuahua once.
Huh.
Melon Helen says, I gotta say, you guys trying to pronounce Nochi was painful. Pronounce this exactly. Gnocchi. CCH equals K in Italian.
Oh. Gnocchi. Like Pinocchio.
Yeah. Running Flesh says, why is there no special message when you go to the hot tub with a lobster? Because you're not taking your damn lobster in a damn hot tub.
Yeah, I've taken that.
He says they can feel pain.
That's one of those things where I can see the edits, though. Somebody going, lobsters can't feel pain, and here's why. Like, no, wait. You can give a lobster morphine, so If you can make it not feel pain, it must be able to feel pain.
I mean, it's okay to eat fish because they don't have any feelings.
Right. That just made me think of a dude standing up singing, like, Bouncing Around the Room, or Prince Caspian, or Billy Breathes, and somebody's eating his leg, and he just can't even tell.
Mm-hmm. But that's because he's so high, not because he doesn't have feelings.
Yeah.
He has all kinds of feelings.
RDFM says, Jake, there's a handful of riff tracks on DVD and Netflix. Check it out. Yeah, but if you're like me, and I think you are, you're more interested in seeing the movies that they couldn't get the rights to, like the Star Wars episodes 1 through 3 and shit like that.
Yep. Exactly. I guess I could just listen to it on headphones and turn the sound down on TV.
I bought the Hollywood After Dark thing, which was the Riff Tracks guys doing basically a Mystery Science Theater, and it, for some reason, it just isn't the same.
Yeah. The Riff Tracks were pretty good. I honestly never really cared for the in-between stuff in MC3. It's not that it was bad. I mean, sometimes there was some funny stuff, but, like, a lot of the time I really felt like it was filler. I never thought that any of the villains were funny.
And I always liked Dr. Forrester and TV's Frank. So I always thought the Joel wasn't as funny in the theater, but he was funnier in the sketches. So after Mike took over, the in-between stuff got less funny, but the movies got funnier. Like, the Comedy Central, the Sci-Fi Channel episodes of MST3K are the funniest, in my opinion.
Right. Which, those were the ones with Joel, or?
Those were the ones with Mike.
Okay. I feel like 90% of the episodes that I've seen were episodes with Mike.
Yeah, they also, the pace got picked up a little bit, so there weren't a lot of dead stretches. They were just kind of riffing constantly.
Do you think they were constantly ripping ass?
Probably.
Do you think that ripping ass is a good... Is ripping ass a good euphemism for farting, or is it, like, nutting?
I don't think that it counts as a euphemism.
Really?
Yeah.
What would be a euphemism for farting? Like passing wind?
Yeah.
Breaking wind?
Making air biscuits?
Watching Breaking Bad?
Breaking like the wind?
Throwing a breaking ball?
Gleaming the cube?
Breaking the balls? Someone else says, when you were talking about songs Jake sung on the radio, how could you forget Cry Some More Nub, lol? That was a pretty good song. Now that Xenophobe's not here anymore, I can just sing that all the time and never have to worry about getting punched. That dude's fucking strong. He punched real hard. Mecha says, can we get a buff that suppresses X logged on for oneself, as in keeping others from easily noticing you have logged on? There is a hidden feature that already allows you to do that. If you put in your username in the login script with /Q after it, you will log on without generating those notifications. You do, however, still generate logged off notifications. So.
Everybody will see you go.
Linguini Lad said, you're right, Jick, beer solves all problems. I think that Amplitude and I are going to go solve some problems after the radio show.
I'm going to go see Goonies in the Park.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's a Movies in the Park series, and most of them are recent. Like, there's Iron Man and the Hulk and Coraline and WALL-E, but this week, for some reason, it's the Goonies. So, Goonies in the Park.
Pretty late, isn't it?
Yeah, it just got dark, though.
Oh.
See, we save our daylight.
Right. Yeah. You need it to be dark in the park?
Yeah, dark in the park for the movie. Otherwise, it would just be people staring at a brightly lit white screen.
You can watch movies during the day outside.
Yeah, projected. Yeah.
The dudester says, what do you think of the price of floaty sand, comma, lobster, comma, et cetera? Should it be higher or lower, comma, based on the amount in circulation? Dude, I don't know anything about about birth and no economies. Huh. Darigna says, I'd just like to say that though I like the Ascension game, content such as the Unexplained Tremors keep the game dynamic. Enjoyed it even when it was just snakes. Keep up the good work.
King Stupid says, Halloween tomorrow! And insinuates that we might not have all of our outfits Halloween ready, but they are. We are totally ready for Halloween.
Yeah, we totally are. We did a bunch of work. We finally had C.D. Moyer write up a thing that reminds us about holidays automatically if we have anything to do for them. So that's pretty cool. And I had him pre-populate it with 30 years of holidays.
That's good. Do you want me to write 20 more years of anniversary stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get right on that.
Okay. You need to do it sometime within the next 5 years.
Okay.
Yar says, why is the jewel-eyed wizard hat the only power 10 Mr. Store equipment? Well, because it's not the power. It's no good that it's protecting you from getting cancer. It is power 10 in the same way that a lot of high-end mysticality equipment is low power, like all the chef's staves. For instance, a penny says, "What about changing the other signs to be more competitive with the muscle sign? Adding something there? I mean, is it just known that certain signs are better than others now? Like, I feel like there's stuff going on everywhere. I don't know." SF Warlock says, "Dear J and Co, there should be a trophy for setting your location to the corner of Dude and Catastrophe, and then going into rollover with greater than 200 turns." I don't get it.
Wasting your time at the corner of Dude and Catastrophe.
What's that?
It's a lyric from the MC Farnalot song about Eighth Glid.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. I never got into Eighth Glid.
I've tried. I haven't really gotten that far in it either.
Yeah, Gold S says, do you remember to make new Halloween treats for the new outfits? Yes.
We did. What makes you think that we would forget? No, that's right.
RDFM says, hey guys, how is it that the mysterious island of mystery suddenly gets larger? This is explained. It's explained. It doesn't get larger. You just find out about a bunch more stuff that's on it, and there's explicitly brought up in.
You're not looking at the island, you're looking at a map. And your
also,
map.
What's this thing you told me? For riff and odd stuff, when somebody would corner James Thurber, I think, and ask him to say something funny, he would say kangaroo. If you want to say something in that situation that's actually funny, you can say fuck you, whore. This works with any verbal exchange. Paper or plastic, fuck you, whore, etc. Also, welcome back, Riff. We've missed you, whore. I'll tell him that next time. Jeff says, does your familiar accompany you into the VIP hot tub? If so, maybe the rock lobster should refuse to go in. No, your familiar doesn't go in there with you, because that'd be gross.
Yeah, because the filter
would get
clogged.
You're not allowed to go into the hot tub without having sex, and having sex with familiars is gross. Except for the sleazy gravy fairy.
I was just going to say that the filter would get clogged, and then your hot tub your familiar would smell like wet familiar. But if you want to go the sex route...
Are you not supposed to take a dog in the hot tub?
No, and that's one of those things that I've also been meaning to talk to you about.
I gotta stop taking my dog that I don't have into your hot tub that you don't have.
You don't even have a dog, and yet. Somehow, when there's a hot tub around.
Yeah, I'm just like, hot tub party, huh? I'll be right back. I gotta go get a six-pack of dogs.
You just come up on a sled. Pulled by six dogs, and then you
guys watch me jump my dog sled over the hot tub. Oh fuck, I missed.
That wasn't cool though, or funny after the time I put the shark in the hot tub and you jumped over it with the sled and the dogs.
Yeah, I know. Used to work.
You about ready to hand off?
I think so. I think I'm entirely ready to hand off.
We're slightly early, but I speculum's on deculum. So we'll see y'all tomorrow.